from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Jeremy Siegel. This week, Leonardo da Vinci's Salvador Mundi, a painting that spent some time at a gallery here in San Francisco last month, sold for $450 million. Joining me now to talk more about it is KQED's Chloe Veltman. Hey there, Chloe.
Hi there, Jeremy.
So $450 million. Oof. I mean, I get that it's a Da Vinci, but this is just way more than a painting sold for before. What am I not getting here? Is it because it's such a beautiful work or that Da Vincis are just so rare? What is it?
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of money, isn't it? I mean, I would love to be able to say it's truly beautiful. That fact is actually a little bit debatable because the painting was quite damaged and it's been touched up a lot in recent years. And there are some people out there who don't even think it's a real Leonardo da Vinci painting.
Okay, regardless of whether it's beautiful or really a Leonardo, I guess I keep wondering, will the public ever get to see it again? And I mean, could museums ever even afford this?
You know, museum acquisitions budgets are comparatively small. They typically in the Bay Area might run just in the low millions. But I spoke with Deborah Rappaport. Now, she's the co-founder at Minnesota Street Projects, which is the gallery that hosted the Christie's preview of the painting here in San Francisco. And she says it's not inconceivable that this Leonardo may end up in a museum someday.
Supporters of museums and collectors will often buy things on behalf of a museum and then donate it.
You know, and we have many collectors here in the Bay Area who have donated significant amounts of art to museum collections like the Fishers at SF MoMA.
All right, so maybe someday we'll maybe get to see this painting that's maybe by Leonardo da Vinci. KQED's Chloe Veltman, as always, thanks a bunch.
Ah, it's a real pleasure. Thanks, Jeremy.
I'm Jeremy Siegel, KQED News.